This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time now for Champ and Chump. Each week we want to salute somebody who is champ worthy and slam somebody who is chump worthy. I'll start with my champ of the week. My champ's going to be Tom Izzo. He simply ignored the noise. He had to address it after the game on Thursday night with all the flap about getting into his player's face and Aaron Henry and people calling for his job. Nolan Finley from the newspaper went all nuts about it. That's just ridiculous. Come on. Let's grow up here. It's coaching. He builds guys up. And, oh, by the way, Aaron Henry said, yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm ready to go. This is great. No problem. I knew what I signed up for.
He played great the next game, by the way.
He played really well on Saturday.
It's huge.
Fine. Just shut up and leave him alone. Let him coach his team.
Shut up and dribble.
He ignored all the noise and kept his team ready. Tom Izzo is my champ of the week.
All right. I want to start with my champ. Champ of the week is Amaril Schofield, which is one of the great athlete names I've ever heard in the first place. Tennessee's star. Foul trouble late in the game against Iowa. He kept himself out of the game. He wanted to stay out of the game and let the guys that were out there, this guy averages 16 a game, 6 rebounds, 2 dimes. They were up 25, Gator. Game goes to overtime. They blew a 25-point lead, and you know he decided to keep himself out of the game in a non-me type of thing because right. The team that was out there was doing a hell of a job.
They were up by 25. They blew a 25-point lead. Was it with him out of the lineup the whole time?
Oh, no. This was in overtime. He had 4 fouls towards the end of the game. And in overtime, he sat for the final couple minutes of overtime when the game was still in doubt. And he did that because he wanted the guys that were out there. He thought they were doing the job they needed to do. He didn't want to risk, you know, messing up the synergy. And I thought that was why he was my champ. In this day and age of me and selfish guys and all about themselves, he cared about his team more and Rick Barnes coaching more than him being in the game as one of their best players. That's my champ.
There's another side of that coin. Maybe we'll have to explore that further. Chump of the week? For me, it's University of Central Florida. What are you doing? you had the top dog on the ropes. They were out. You had them up by, you were up by 3 on them. I'm sorry, up by 4 on them. Had what was an easy alley-oop dunk. And you could have just made it a layup if you wanted to. Would have been up by 6. And then Duke comes down, knocks down a 3-pointer. But they still would have had a 3-point lead. They blew it. They absolutely blew it. And then Zion gets fouled. They're down by, Duke's down by 2. He misses the free throw. Goes clankety-clank. They can't gather the rebound because they don't know how to box out. Everyone in the whole arena should be going, box out! And they didn't. They get the rebound, put it up and in, and then they come back down the floor with 7 seconds to go. They get off a shot that has an opportunity to go in. It doesn't go in. And then their star player, Aubrey Dawkins, goes to tip it up and in. Clear, easy path. He's right there. Just tip it in. Doesn't tip it in, it goes off the rim, and they lose. They let Duke off the handle, and I hate that.
Gator, when Dawkins put that tip it up, and it rolled around like it seemed like it was up there forever, I thought it was going down. And then, of course, it falls off the rim, and that's...
Who's your chump?
My chump is, and you're going to despite surprising people, because a lot of them are Wolverine fans, and I love my Wolverine brethren, but it's the people that tried to make a ridiculous, silly nanny idea that Tom Izzo did something wrong, that Tom Izzo was Woody Hayes, that Tom Izzo was Mike Leach locking a guy in an electric shed. Tom Izzo's been doing this for almost 30 years. To be honest, I would want my kid, if I had a kid, to play for a guy like Tom Izzo. He toughens the guys up. He makes them the best they can be. Aaron Henry obviously had a great game on Saturday after the rough game on Thursday. And I think the people were being silly trying to say that Tom Izzo was Bobby Knight or crossing the line. This is what he does. He's a leader of men. And those people that were trying to rip him and say that we got to get rid of this kind of stuff in coaching are silly nannies.
He didn't cross a line. And I know what you're saying. I agree with you. He didn't cross a line. He walked up to the line.
Sure.
As he does often. But he didn't cross it.
No. Listen,
not even close.
I'm not one of these, you know.
Well, he had a bald fist. And what, do you think he was going to punch Aaron Henry? No.
I'm not a safe space kind of guy, but I respect people wanting to have a little more semblance of respect these days. There's nothing wrong with getting in someone's face as long as you're not shouting racial epithets or punching them in the nose. That's coaching. That's leading men. I love Izzo, even though I'm a Wolverine fan, and the rest of those people that were being ridiculous about that situation, they're my chums.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.